Man Up, brought to you by Construction Professionals, a program dedicated to inspiring and helping men live lives of heroic virtue. Join Joe Stopulis and Father Zach Kowski every Monday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. And now, it's time to Man Up.
Another year goes by, more years.
Welcome to Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio. We are broadcasting from the Mercy Live Up Studios, heard on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Around the globe, streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Also, please like us on Facebook and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. I am Joe Stopulis, along with Father Zach Kowski. Today we are joined by Father Richard Heilman, a priest in the Diocese of Madison, Wisconsin. He's also the founder of RomanCatholicMan.com, and he is an all-star when it comes to all things Catholic men. So we're going to have him on to discuss about 100 different topics in the next segment. Father Zach, would you please open us up in a word of prayer?
And one of the topics we're going to be talking about today quite a bit is spiritual warfare and the battle for good, the battle for virtue, the battle for purity and holiness. So why don't we pray the Saint Michael the Archangel prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Blessed Pier Giorgio. Mark your calendars, everybody.
July 4th.
Pretty easy one to remember.
Because we'll be blowing stuff up.
Shooting
fireworks off in his name.
Eating way too much meat, grilled meat, and celebrating Blessed Pier Giorgio.
If you can have just a hamburger, why can't you have also a hot dog and a steak?
I don't know why you wouldn't.
4th of July.
Everyone listen to some Jim Gaffigan for your 4th of July. So, no, this week's, I mean, every year, I don't know, it's kind of a big week for us. Celebrate the Independence Day of America on the 4th, along with the patron saint of this radio show, Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. His feast day is on the 4th. So one thing I would turn all of our listeners to, go back to our archives. We have a show dedicated to Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. I bet you we'll do more in the future, but listen to the podcast. We had it with Father Michael Nemeshek out of somewhere in New Mexico.
He was in Rome when we talked to him.
He was in Rome at the time. But did an entire episode dedicated to Blessed Pier Giorgio. But his life is something that we continue to reflect upon. And I know our small group has basically three tenets to it. And they're all based in the life of Blessed Pier Giorgio. And those tenets are prayer, so adoration and mass, fasting, so doing some sort of fasting every month, and then lastly, service. So service to the poor, service to the needy. That was his life. Father Michael Nemeshek, when he was on the – I love this quote. He said, Blessed Pier Giorgio is the man Pope Francis wants you to be. He was deeply devoted to prayer, but he was also deeply devoted to political issues and helping further the Catholic cause and then serving the poor.
Yeah, and he loved the outdoors. He loved taking friends on hikes in the mountains. He loved mountain climbing. So there's a lot of pictures of him. Famous picture online will be him. Is him with a pipe in his mouth, and he's hiking down the mountain or skiing, but always leading his friends to Jesus, you know, stopping at Mass, praying the rosary, doing what he can to lift them up.
Yeah. So there's no amount of Blessed Pier Giorgio that's too much. Always turn back to him. You know, he's been my patron saint here for a while, too. So this Wednesday, in addition to celebrating the birth of our country and our independence, take some time out and do some reading and reflecting on Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, who, when it comes to a Roman Catholic man, I can think of none better than him. So we're going to have Father Richard Heilman on in the next segment to dive deeper into growing as a Roman Catholic man. So stick around. We'll head to a short break and be right back.
Thank you, Construction Professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work firsthand. It's very impressive. They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. CPCustomHomes.com.
My help comes from you. You're right here pulling me through.
Welcome to Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio. We are broadcasting from the Mercy Live Up Studios, heard on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. I am Joe Stopulis, along with Father Zakowski, and today we are joined by Father Richard Heilman.
Father Heilman was ordained to the priesthood for the Diocese of Madison in 1988. He's the Wisconsin State Chaplain for the Knights of Columbus. He's the author of the Church Militant Field Manual, and he's also authored five other books, Calling Men to Special Forces Training for the Life of Christ. He's also the author of a website for men called RomanCatholicMan.com and the creator of the Combat Rosary based on the original World War I military issue rosary. And there are many, many other things Father has done.
We cut half of it.
That's cut down to about 10%. But Father, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good to be with you guys.
Yeah, it was we got your name through an article that we'd read. We actually interviewed the writer of the article from the National Catholic Register, and you guys were mentioned in it, which is how we were kind of tipped off to your ministry and what you're doing. And originally, when I reached out to you, it was about the website, and we'll talk about that. That's one of the main things we'll talk about is RomanCatholicMan.com. But my oh my. You and Bear Wozniak, as far as interesting, deep biographies, it's an incredible range of stuff you're doing. So good job, I guess. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, I'm dug in. I'm fighting the good fight.
He's committed.
He's on the front lines, and he's working hard for it.
That's
no,
right.
So I will first off encourage our listeners to go look up your ministries, everything you're doing. It is inspiring to me to see what one guy can do, and you're really on the front lines up there in the Madison Diocese. Another thing to mention that we left out of the biography, you went to Loras.
Yes, I did.
Loras College.
Yeah, go Do Hawks.
Kane Hall.
There you go. So, yeah, we got some IO blood, and you will take that. So let's talk about, again, we've got so much to cover, and Father Zach and I joked we could probably do 10 shows with you with how much stuff you're doing and kind of what we talk about with on a regular basis. But RomanCatholicMan.com, can you give us an idea of how that website started? I've seen a lot of great stuff on it, mm-hmm. and kind of the genesis for it and what you're doing with it today.
Well, interestingly enough, I wanted to have a teaching blog and especially toward men. And interestingly enough, you want to know what my former name of my blog was? Churchmilitant.com.
Oh, that's great.
We were just talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
taken over? after I had it for a couple of years, they were, what were they? Catholic TV or something like that, or
Father Zach said we should not name our show that for that exact reason.
Careful.
We should be careful how we tiptoe around that.
But anyways, I offered it, and they're like, "Nah, we're kind of happy with what we got. Thanks anyway, Father." And then they approached me later on, a few years later, and said, "What do you think?" I said, "Listen, if you can help me put together another website, you got a deal." So that's what they did. They had a guy who was really good. Help me put this together, and I just came up with the name Roman Catholic Man after that. So the
inspiration was basically to give a one-stop shop for Catholic men. Is that kind of how it started?
Exactly. You know, I wanted a place to inspire men, but also a place. You know, on there you can get a guide to confession. You can get the mass readings of the day, the saint of the day, all the prayers and devotions of our Catholic faith, a good reading list, precepts of the Church. So it's a one-stop shop. Yeah, I just want a place where guys can go and get all that. And actually right now, if people are going to go to it, some of those things, like the prayers and devotion or anything, we're actually having to put back up because the devil took my site down and I'm working to get it back up again. And so it's everything's there, but there's just some things that aren't there yet.
Yeah, so I was on it a couple days ago, and yes, some of the devotions aren't linking, but everything else is still there. And so it's got, again, as far as a resource goes, it's got a ton of different, you know, prayers that Catholics should know, a lot of different devotions, some that I'd never heard of before, and it's great you have it, you know, time of the year to do them, guide to confession, and then in addition to those, which are kind of the regular reoccurring things, you also have original content that you are personally writing.
Right.
How often are you writing?
My passion. I call myself a evangelization-aholic, you know, so I'm it's my passion to write and try to inspire and try to help us men to just, you know, get up and get going with our faith. So, I read a lot, I write a lot, and it's my passion.
Well, I think St. John Paul II would be very, very happy.
Yeah.
As he talks often about the new evangelization.
Maximilian Kolbe, St. Maximilian
Absolutely.
Kolbe, because he used all of the the best technology of his day to try to reach out to as many souls as possible. That's what I'm doing.
So you launched this website in 2015, and since then, how often are you producing original content to keep people up to date?
Yeah, so my lately not as much. I mean, because I had the website issues over the last actually few months now. Usually I'm twice, maybe three times a week.
Okay, yeah, it seemed like you had a pretty
when I'm in
amount.
The groove.
Yeah. How did you get? How come men's ministry? Was that the major call in your priesthood?
Yeah, so and Father can back me up on this. You know, I just recognized early on that first of all, if you go to a typical parish, you know, you're going to see 70-80% are women that are there, and the guys have checked out. And I wanted to do what I could in that area, and also I just believe too that. You know, we have some work to do as the Roman Catholic Church to kind of recover, reclaim the kind of worship, the kind of praying and things like that that wasn't necessarily masculine, but it certainly wasn't emasculated as I believe it is in a lot of ways these days. You know, I think of a soldier coming home from war, you know, and he wants to, you know, now invest himself even more, but in that high calling of being a warrior for God, right? And he comes into a typical parish, and okay, eat my body, drink my blood, and we'll sing a song of love, and we're holding hands, and you know, and I think in a lot of ways we've not really spoken to men, you know. Mm-hmm. When we were in the groove, is now thank we all our God, you know, and there was this sense of. Of almost in march, you know, for our Lord. And it wasn't meant to be, I don't think, masculine, but it certainly wasn't meant to be emasculating as I believe it is right today.
Father, you talk about spiritual battle and this idea that we are battling evil. Can you talk a little bit about what we mean when we talk about the phrase or the term church militant?
Yeah, so that's one of the three ways in which we describe the communion of saints, right? So in heaven, it's the church triumphant. You know, they're there. They made it. And those being processed, if you will, those being prepared for heaven are called the church penitent in purgatory, right? But we are called here on earth the church militant, you know, because we are militating against the forces of evil. Those who are trying to take down souls. Those who are trying to turn whole cultures away from God, you know, and so in that sense, we have to stand up and we have to be strong and we have to, you know, speak the truth boldly and courageously, live the truth boldly and courageously in our lives. So that's the virtues, right? We have to be virtuous people. We have to be people of light and joy, but also. You know, we need to be strong. You know, a word that's used a lot for people who are really intense about their faith is a devout Catholic. And I like that term. I'm good with it. But I've been using the word just strong Catholic. And my favorite expression or my favorite scripture passage is Ephesians 6:10-12. It's be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so you can stand against the tactics of the devil. For we're not fighting flesh and blood here. We're fighting dark forces in the supernatural realm. So St. Paul, who has a military background himself, knew full well, you know, he called us to be soldiers of Christ Jesus, you know, knew full well that we have to be strong. But being strong, yes, virtues and all that, but that's a strength, Father, you know this, that, and I think all our listeners do too, that comes from a supernatural power. We call that being in a state of grace. And so it's really helping us all to understand that, you know, and one thing I did, I'm sorry I'm blathering on here, but I just celebrated my 30th anniversary as a priest May 27th. And you get kind of reflective when you're doing that. And but I said, listen, I joked, and I put this on social media, I half-joked, I said, listen, if I get hit by a bus and you have my funeral next week, somebody put this on my funeral card. And the words were peace through strength. And, of course, that comes from Ronald Reagan, who said, we maintain the peace through our strength. weakness only invites aggression. And I'm actually building a book out of this whole thing. I'm actually doing it trial authoring with Sam Guzman of Catholic Gentlemen and Doug Berry of Battle Ready. But we're going to hit this, and it is the idea that if we want those peaceful lives, if we want those peaceful homes, you know, look at the explosion of divorces and suicides that's going on. Why? Because there's no inner peace. There's no sense of meaning and purpose in people's lives. Because why? They're not engaged or they're disconnected from that divine life. You know, so we have to help people get there, help people believe in it. And that's really what this is all about.
I think your point is right on with the, you know, men with church and, you know, the percentage of women to men and men just not feeling drawn to it. And I think a lot of that has to do just from our nature, right? So our nature is one of men tend to want to be challenged, right? We want to have something, again, that we grew up for millennia in this hunter-gatherer, in war, in conflict, and men have this, this style that they need to be kind of fed. And I think one of the things Father Zach and I have talked about many times in the show is that we're just not we're not challenged.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, the Super Bowl trophy is named after my favorite coach of all time. Of course, I'm from
Go Pack Go, baby.
That's it. That's right. But Coach Vince Lombardi, right, the Lombardi trophy. And he said this, and in truth, I've never known a man worth his salt in the long run. Deep down in his heart, didn't appreciate the grind, the discipline. There is something in good men that really yearns for discipline and the harsh reality of head-to-head combat. I don't say these things because I believe in the brute nature of men or that men must be brutalized to be combative. I believe in God. I believe in human decency. But I firmly believe that any man's finest hour, the greatest fulfillment to all he holds dear, is that moment when he has worked his heart out in a good cause and lies exhausted on the field of battle, victorious. Close quote.
That's a daily, mass goer, too, by the way.
What's that?
He was a daily mass goer.
And he... Yeah. Served most of those masses in the traditional Latin mass.
So
he was, an altar server. He'd be altar serving at a traditional Latin mass in the morning and winning a championship in the afternoon.
That's the power behind the victories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Father...
That's where he got his power, you know, and he knew that. He couldn't be disconnected from the divine.
Father, you've talked a lot about spiritual combat, and one of the things I think you're very proud of and we're interested in hearing about is the combat rosary. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So again, you know, realizing that we've emasculated things and rosaries, even the black ones, but rosaries in general kind of look like woman's jewelry, you know, and it became for men kind of what women do. You know, and so you saw many more women praying the rosary than men. And I wanted to hit that, you know. And so I searched around the internet for rosaries, and I came across an actual World War One military-issue rosary. This was actually made by the U.S. government.
That's amazing.
U.S. government and handed out to soldiers.
Wow.
But it's made out of that, like, pull chain that you use for your dog tags. And I thought, this is the coolest thing in the world.
That's awesome.
And I made a quick call to a company that makes these kinds of chains, and I said, what do you think? He says, oh, yeah, we could put something like that together. And one thing led to another, and all of a sudden I had this beautiful, the first one I had was silver steel, like the like a sword, you know, and it was done in this pull chain. And then I put the most powerful weapons on it. So it has the miraculous medal, you know, very powerful for miracles. Mm-hmm. And then I put the Benedict medal dangling from that because that's against, that's body retro Satano, get back, Satan, you know. And then I put the pardon crucifix on it, which is the only crucifix that I know of that a pope said, if you carry this or kiss this, you receive an indulgence. So I made this weapon, you know, inspired by the original World War One. The ones that they received in World War One are tinier, okay? I made mine a full-size, a regular-size rosary, and it took off to the point that the Swiss Guard heard about them, and I talked with them, and now all Swiss Guard are carrying the combat rosary
awesome.
Right now.
Standard issue.
That's awesome.
Standard issue.
That's amazing.
So if you see the if you see a Swiss guard, you know, in his pocket, because the commandant requires it, or I think he strongly encourages it, but that they carry the combat rosary. And he says it's the weapon for our times. He actually got up after they received all the rosaries from me. He says, the combat rosary, the weapon for our times, the most powerful weapon on the market today. He said market, you know, like he's doing an advertising commercial.
Speaking of, let's make an advertising commercial out of this. Where can they buy them? Where can people buy them?
Yeah, RomanCatholicGear.com.
Okay.
And if they go to Roman Catholic Man, they'll see the link on the side there where they can go to.
Yeah.
But RomanCatholicGear.com.
We talk about men as spiritual warriors, as the church militant. Another weapon I think that you've given the church is the church militant field manual. Can you talk briefly about that?
Yeah, so I put together what I felt was a good way to inspire men to enter more into that divine life. It basically was cut down, but I used a lot of man language. I used a lot of regular language. You know, some of these great theological and philosophical works are great, but they use, you know, language that university professors all use.
Yeah.
But I put it in more more language and hopefully inspirational way. And then, that's like the first 80 pages, but then the last, like, I don't know, 300 pages or 200 pages has all the devotions, how to go to confession, you know, how to, you know, pray a novena, anything that the church has ever used as a mighty authoritative, but the church stands behind these things. You know, they're not weird things that somebody came up with, you know, in 2003. You know, but these are the strong traditions of our faith, the devotions, the saints, how to pray with the saints, how to pray for the holy souls of purgatory. So it's all there. It's everything in one.
Awesome.
In the Church Militant Field Manual.
Hey, Father Richard, we've got a couple minutes left. I just want to get an idea from you. You talk a lot to men and a lot on men's issues. Just kind of your thoughts, your pulse on what the number one thing facing men today is from living out their call to holiness, and then B, what your advice is to our listeners.
You know, I want to do this in real quick, but I had an experience on my 10th anniversary of priesthood. I got to be at a mass with Pope John Paul II in St. Peter's Basilica. And just the sacred music, the sacred art, the sacred architecture, the precision in the mass, everything, I just was changed in that moment. But what I describe it happened to me is I came into more than I've ever been into the great gift of fear of the Lord, or awe and wonder. And in that moment, I knew that not only me, but everybody has to come into that place. And once you come into that place where you're so caught up in the awesomeness of God, then it's like you're walking into the upper room to receive all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the breath of God. You know, and so we've got to work on that. We've got to work on that. We've got to help men, all people, to come into that gift of awe and wonder. I call it the gateway gift, the door that goes into all the other gifts.
Okay. That's our call right there. I think we've got a few places in Des Moines for sure that I can think of to help our guys do it. They could also make a trip up your way to La Crosse and go to the the Shrine of
Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I say too is that, you know, we're not going to change the way a priest celebrates a mass or a bishop's overnight, but here's what guys can do. Get together once a month for an hour of adoration and put your priest in the box. Just do that. You know, and I also say you might get an inspired speaker that night and have a social afterwards. That, you know, that's fine if you do that. But, and that's actually, I'm with Cardinal Burke, that's the movement we're trying to get going through what's called the Holy League. But it's just that. It's just, if we want guys to get into that upper room filled with awe and wonder, be committed to an hour once a month where noble knights are on their knees together before what the world believes is a cracker, okay? And just spend that hour in adoration and then get your soul purified through the sacrament of confession and get in that state of grace.
Well, let me throw this at you. Tomorrow night, July 10th, we've got an opportunity here in Des Moines that we're going to talk about on our show, on actually the next segment. But we've got a thing called Man Up, and it's actually an event. We only do it about four or five times a year, but tomorrow night's one of them. So with nice. that is your endorsement to have people come. How's that sound?
That's it.
Awesome. Hey, Father
man
Richard.
Up.
Yeah, man, exactly. Thank you so much for joining us today. Right. We really appreciate it.
Great being with you guys.
Awesome. Stick around for these commercial breaks, and we'll be back to kind of talk about the event tomorrow night, and we'll wrap up a conversation on spiritual combat.
My help comes from you. You're right here pulling through.
Welcome back to Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio. I am Joe Stopulos, along with Father Zach Kautsky. We said Father Richard was going to have a lot of different things to talk about. We could put on about 15 shows with that guy. Anything that really stuck out to you?
I think his focus on spiritual warfare and seeing the reality that we are in a very particular time in history where I think the enemy of the devil is very effectively leading souls away from Christ.
Especially men.
And so what we need to, I think, one thing is turn to Our Lady. Our Blessed Mother fights for us and will intercede for us. She will pray for us and help protect us. So I think one thing is to turn to Our Lady, and that's where the rosary comes in, to pray that even if it's a decade each day while you're driving, whatever that is. But I think that's one thing I would take away from him is just a reminder of Our Lady's role in that fight for good.
And then also, I mean, as we talk about with confession, sharpening your shield, through prayer, through confession, just doing those things every week, every month that you have to do to continue in that spiritual battle. Go out and buy a combat rosary. How's that sound, Father? Is that a
good
piece of advice?
You could buy me one.
I'm going to buy you one. I'm going to work with Father Richard to get some combat rosaries, I think. So there's a lot of things you can do. Go to that website, RomanCatholicMan.com. He's got just so much information out there to help men in the spiritual battle. So thank you again for joining us today on Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio. For Father Zach Kautsky, I am Joe Stopulos. It's time to Man Up.
Man Up, inspiring men to live out their call to holiness with Joe Stopulos and Father Zach Kautsky. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Brought to you by Construction Professionals.